This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
With Joe Messina, always a pleasure to have you with me. Thanks for joining me. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room. Texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, taking care of things, I hope. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732, again, 5563. Get involved, get engaged, do something different. Get off of Facebook. Get on to, you know, I'm like I said, I'm on Spreely. I'm on a couple of other places, Parler and what have you. And, you know, 2 days out, right? 2 days. Yeah, one, two. Sure. Before Christmas, the big day. Although some of you have not received your gifts yet. I just want to make sure you have the right address. It's on the website. Head up to the website. Always good. You know, I love teasing my granddaughter a little bit. And I always say to her, and get a little religious for you guys. I go, hey, how come you aren't buying Jesus any gifts? I mean, on your birthday, I don't buy gifts for everybody else. I buy them for you. She gets that little puzzled look in her face. So, for some of you religious people, it may behoove you to maybe explain some of the things that's going on, what Christmas is about, and truly, you know, why we give gifts to each other. I'm not going to tell you why. You got to figure that one out on your own. You know, well, you should already know it anyway. If you're celebrating it, shouldn't you know it? I mean, heck, if you're celebrating something you don't know what it is, then maybe Festivus is it for you. I don't know. I'm just guessing here. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Next 2 days, you know, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, I'm going to be with family, like you. So I have picked out some Christmas shows from the past. I hope you enjoy them. I hope you appreciate them. But really, seriously, on Christmas Day, I know the station owner is going to love this one. Spend time with your loved ones. Really, just spend time with your loved ones. You know, radio's cool. All this is cool. But just spend time with the loved ones. And some of those people that you can't stand in the family, put it aside. Think it, maybe, you know, it always stinks when they're gone. And you have to sit there and go, I shoulda, woulda, coulda, right? Just think about it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The left is up in arms with the amount of pardons that President Trump has given out, and they're giving it to such people who love him. Roger Stone, oh my God, can't do that. Right? I mean, really, if you think about what happened with some of these people, and not so much how they got nailed, but the penalty that they got, not even close to what some of the others got, and not one Dem really has gone to jail for what they've done. You know, other names include the pardons of Charles Kushner, the father of Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, who was convicted and sentenced to 2 years for preparing false tax returns, witness retaliation, and making false statements to the Federal Election Commission. Margaret Hunter, the strange wife of former California Republican Congressman Duncan Hunter, she pleaded guilty in 2019 to one count of conspiracy. Right? I mean, look, we can go through the whole list of these people. and people make a big deal out of it. I'm sure they will. But how quickly they forget the people that Billy Bob Clinton and Oblewo pardoned. Murderers, rapists, right? We go down a whole list. I don't want to spend the whole time on it because I got a whole bunch of other stuff I want to talk about. But I just saw, you know, as I was getting ready to go in the air, I saw these stories everywhere. So it was just amazing to me. I don't know if you guys caught it. It went by at a million miles an hour. Wisconsin Republicans, you know, they need to reassign the current Wisconsin Electoral College votes. A judge ruled that over 200,000 Biden votes are, ready for this one, illegitimate. So shouldn't those be thrown out? I would think so. And those votes should be reassigned to President Trump. Am I wrong here? Well, they've already been cast, Joe. You can't do it. Yes, you can. They can do something about it. They still have time. Right? And that was the Wisconsin Supreme Court. So the only next place to go is SCOTUS. And like I said to you guys, this fight is not over yet. I don't think he'll lose in the end, but he may. My crystal ball doesn't work anymore. So I don't know what the future holds for him. But I want you guys to really think about something here, because we don't work like they do. We don't act like they do. All right? And they're gonna terrorize this man and his family. Okay? You know that. They're going to go after him with a vengeance. Under Wisconsin law, a voter may receive a ballot by mail and bypass Wisconsin's voter ID law if the voter, by his own determination, concludes he's confined based on age, physical illness, or infirmity. Roughly 250,000 votes in Wisconsin said that they were indefinitely confined, nearly a fourfold increase from 2016. The court said the government's interpretation of Wisconsin's indefinitely confined was erroneous. The county clerk may not declare that any elector is indefinitely confined due to a pandemic. The court said that the court further stated that the presence of communicable disease, such as COVID, is and of itself does not entitle the electors, or voters in this case, to obtain absentee ballots. So, boom, gone. But we'll see what happens, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Abby Johnson is coming on the show after the break. She has been an avid fighter for life for years now. We'll talk to her more on the other side. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have fake rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
You have taken the land which is rightfully ours. Years from now, my people will be forced to live in mobile homes and reservations. Your people will wear cardigans and drink highballs. We will sell our bracelets by the roadside. You will play golf and enjoy hot hors d'oeuvres. My people will have pain and degradation. Your people will have stick shifts. The gods of my tribe have spoken. They have said, do not trust the pilgrims. And for all these reasons, I've decided to scalp you and burn your village to the ground.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Section of Sanity right here on the real side. Not the right side, not the wrong side, but the real side. I'm your host, Joe Messina. Hey, thanks so much for joining me today. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, with everything that's going on. Today's Thanksgiving. Please enjoy yourself and your family. You see somebody who has a need, but it wouldn't tell you to fill that need. I've been telling people for quite some time now, you know, take a break. You don't have to eat so much. You don't have to cut back on lunch or something and help a family during this Christmas season, during this holiday joyous time. It's very tough for a lot of people today in America. No matter what you hear happening around you, it's still very tough for a lot of people. So please, 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 give some thought to your neighbors. You know if your neighbors are hurting. You know people that are hurting. But, you know, buy a loaf of bread for somebody. Give them a $20 gift certificate or $25 gift certificate to a local supermarket. Give them something to work with, to have some fun with. It's Thanksgiving, but it doesn't end today. You know, when you're sitting there on the couch and burping and looking for more food and all that other stuff and you've overeaten, you know what? That's just part of the day. Deal with it. But it's great to be thankful all year. It's great to give all year long. But this is an especially emotional time of year. So if you see people in need, you know what? Give up a lunch. Give up something. It doesn't hurt you. It doesn't hurt. Look at me. I can give up two lunches. It wouldn't hurt me. And give to somebody you see. Now, don't make them beg for it. Don't ask them all kinds of questions. You know, in your heart of hearts, you know when somebody's in need. Reach out, help someone. Today we're going to deal with just Thanksgiving and the joy of Thanksgiving and how some people want to take that joy away. But, you know, I was talking about the proclamation by the Continental Congress, how Samuel Adams put it together. And we hear so much that our founding fathers were not religious men. Our founding fathers wanted nothing to do with God. They wanted a solid line between God and, or religion, if you would, and the government. And when you look at the proclamations for Thanksgiving by George Washington, Samuel Adams, I could go on and on and on with these guys, who all talked about the divine benefactor, who talked about the nation stopping and giving thanks to a God, to an almighty God, to a benevolent provider. Well, who do you think they're talking about? They weren't talking about Obama. They weren't talking about George Washington. They were talking about the supreme being, the creator of the universe. I don't know why we have such a hard time with this. Even if you don't agree with it, don't like it, and our devout atheist history is history. And it's not been rewritten because devout atheists have written about how this has gone on from day one that they didn't like. So they go on to say they're going to set aside a day in December, originally, for Thanksgiving, a full day with one voice that the good people may express the gratitude feelings of their hearts and consecrate themselves to the service of their divine benefactor. And they go on to say, this will really make you sick, that together with their sincere acknowledgement and offerings, that they may join the penitent confessions of their manifold sins, whereby they had fortified every favor, and their humble and earnest supplication that it may please God to the merits of Jesus Christ, mercifully to forgive and to blot them out of remembrance, that it may please him graciously to afford his blessings on the governments of these states, the governments, obviously talking about the state governments as well, these states respectively, and prosper the public council of the whole to inspire our commanders, both by land and sea, and all under them with the wisdom and fortitude which may render them fit under the providence of Almighty God. You know, I could go on and on making you guys crazy, but it's here and it's real. They go on to say that necessary for cultivating the principles of true liberty, virtue, and piety. Doesn't sound like it's something to do with atheism there. Under his nurturing hand, and to the prosper the means of religion for the promoting and enlargement of that kingdom which consists of righteousness, peace, and joy in oneself. No, actually it says, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Our founding fathers want us to have a reverence for an almighty, wanted us to have a reverence for God, wanted us to have a reverence for supreme being, a supreme creator. No matter what garbage you hear anywhere else, no matter what somebody tries to feed you, it's not true. Whether you believe in God or not, whether you believe in Christianity or not, whether you're a devout Muslim or not, there was a call to a divine being. There was a call to a supreme creator. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And it showed these men did not want us to be separated from a God, from a loving God, who gave us food, who gave us our sustenance, who gave us what we needed. The Continental Congress then changed it a few
few years later and moved it to Thursday, the 28th day of November, as a day of solemn thanksgiving to God and his mercies. Again, back to God. It just goes on and on and on. This goes on and on and on. John Adams, John Madison, Thomas Jefferson, all these guys that you hear say that they want nothing to do with Thanksgiving. So far off, it's pathetic. And I mean that, just so far off, it's pathetic. One journalist goes on to write, one who writes for the Huffington Post, about how bad America is. And they go on to say that the perception of Thanksgiving among Native Americans is not happy, happy. But Tim Giego, the founder of the Native American Journalist Organization, says that's not true, that there's a reconciliation going on between Thanksgiving with Native American traditions, and that a lot of Native Americans don't have an unfavorable view of Thanksgiving. Because though we thanked one kind of God, they thanked another kind of God. They had spirit gods of the ground and the air and the flame and the water, and I don't pretend to know what they believed. And see, unlike some other people, I'm not going to tell you I knew what they believed, because I don't. I have an idea, but I don't totally understand. But they also gave thanks on a regular basis to their gods. And atheists go on to also criticize those kind of traditions. They say they don't want anything. I'm not going to do political stuff. I'll talk about that another day. So there are so many facts. Go look up Thanksgiving. Go look up what it stood for. Go look up and find out, you know, what people believe. Just from the dark side is one person who goes on and talks about the millions of Indians that we wiped out. Even, you know, you talk about lies. This is why they can get away with this, because you don't look things up. They talk about how the pilgrims came here and brutally took the land from the Indians. That's not true. In 1637, about 700 men and women and children from a certain tribe had gathered in their annual Green Corn Festival. That's what they called their celebration, their Thanksgiving. In the early morning hours, sleeping Indians were surrounded by English and Dutch mercenaries. And it is said that they ordered them to come outside. The ones who came outside were shot and clubbed to death. Terrified women and children huddled inside. They were burned alive. These are all stories. And then they went on to say that the governor of Massachusetts declared a day of Thanksgiving because of 700 men, women, and children had been killed in the name of God. Just a lie. It is a lie. It's not how it went down. Of course there were killings. Of course there were misunderstandings. I mean, they couldn't even...
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
AAA is projecting a big drop in holiday travel.
So we're looking at about 30% fewer people traveling. So that means maybe roughly 85 million people will travel. But compared to last year, that's a pretty steep drop off.
Andrew Gross with AAA, that audio courtesy of the Broadcast Retirement Network. President Trump is not happy with the stimulus package Congress passed earlier this week. The president in a video message saying Congress needs to give more money to the American people.
I am asking Congress to amend this bill and increase the ridiculously low $600 to $2,000 or $4,000 for a couple.
President Trump also vetoing a defense authorization bill. House and Senate leaders believe they have enough votes to override the veto. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
An explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no.
We're back. You're listening to The Real Side, not the right side, not the wrong side, but the real side. I'm your host, Joe Messina. Hey, thanks so much for joining me today. Appreciate the time you spent with me, the time you spent on the air, in the chat room. Now, I don't even know if we have a chat room on today. It's a pre-recorded show. I want to be with my family on Thanksgiving. I don't know why you're listening to this show today, other than the fact that you maybe want to be a little informed, which is good. I'm good with that. Really. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the show, on the air, in the chat room. And, you know, have a great day today. Really. Enjoy your family. I'm just trying to give you some information, share some happy stories with you about Thanksgiving. I remember Thanksgiving as being a day of gorging oneself. There you go, not gouging, gorging oneself. Just a bunch of pigs in my family. Again, like I said, we are celebrating Thanksgiving today. And if you didn't catch the first part of the show, you may want to go back and grab the podcast because I did talk very much about the history of Thanksgiving and the truth behind Thanksgiving. But I've asked some of the guests that have been on the show here before to kind of share a Thanksgiving memory or talk a little bit about Thanksgiving and what it means to them. And I've asked David Bigo to be on the line with me. David's a frequent guest of the show and a good guy. I mean, and I mean that sincerely. I'm not just doing that Hollywood thing. I believe David to be a good man and a man who cares about his employees and cares about this country. David, again, thanks for being with me today.
Well, thanks for having me on, Joe. I appreciate it on this, what I think is a special holiday in this country.
Yeah, I think it is too. Just tell the listeners, you know, share some things with them about Thanksgiving and some memories you have and, you know, why the day is important. I think it's important no matter what's going on in your life, but share some memories from that day.
Well, you know, Joe, as a kid, I can always remember going over to my mom's house, her mom and dad's house, and all the family being over there and, you know, enjoying Thanksgiving dinner together and the camaraderie and being together as a family. And it was just a special time in that, and especially since on my dad's side of the family, his dad died early and there wasn't much of a family. So on my mom's side, it was a special, very close-knit group. I can remember us all celebrating. And that it's just a great time. And today we do the same thing with our family, with our kids and our grandkids, and that. And we enjoy it. We look forward to it. We'll have all of them at our house this Thanksgiving Day. But it's a little bit of a bittersweet memory for me, from the standpoint that my mom, who was a big guiding part of. of my life. If you'd have known my mom, Joe, she was about 5'1" and weighed about 100 pounds soaking wet. But she was a true competitor, and she was a very religious woman. She understood the values of this country and what it was all about. Unfortunately, in 1990, on Thanksgiving Day, she passed away of a massive stroke. Like I said, it's kind of made of a bittersweet memory for me, but every Thanksgiving, I get up in the morning, I stop by the church, and then I go and buy flowers, and I go to my mom's grave, and I spend time talking to her, asking her to ask God to look on favor upon our family and this country, especially now, because I think we need it, and that we miss her, and we wish she could be here today to see her great-grandkids, and that. Then I go spend the rest of the day with my kids and my grandkids and in-laws. So it's a great holiday to commemorate America and who we are and what we're all about. But as I say, it's kind of a it's a bittersweet time because my mom was truly a special person.
Well, David, think about, though, it is still a day of Thanksgiving. Of all the moms you could have had, you know, the wonderful memories you have of your mother, the things she did for you, the way she brought you up to be the man you are today. And I'm not trying to make light of what happened that day, but, you know, you and I both do stories and hear about mothers today that you just shake your head with. What a blessed man you are to have a woman like her in your life.
Oh, I am, and I know that my ability to stand up to the things that I've had to face, especially in the last several years, as we've talked about on your show, my ability to do that really comes from her. You know, my dad was a great guy, and he was a competitor, and he was a smart businessman, but my mom was the one. I mean, Joe, when she was a girl in grade school and high school, she played sandlot baseball with the guys during the summertime, the only girl to do that. And, you know, this was back in the, you think about that, this was back in the 30s.
It took me a second to laugh. I'm envisioning this little woman, 100 pounds soaking wet, out.
And she was just so tenacious, and thank God I have that part of her personality. And she was, on the other side, she was a very caring and good woman. She got along with everybody, and I inherited those traits from her. And those, along with my dad's acumen and business sense and the things that he does, made me who I am. And it's just, like I say, it's bittersweet because she's not here to enjoy our grandkids and her great-grandkids today, but I know she's looking down from heaven smiling because she knows she passed on something that, you know, most people can't, and I appreciate that, and I thank her for that.
That's a great story, and I want to thank you because of guests like you and other guests that I've had, you know, and it draws listeners to the show. Listeners aren't going to listen to a show that's pretty boring and dull and that kind of thing. And we've been able to raise, I have a turkey button up on the website, we've been able to raise enough money to feed 65 homeless families in this Thanksgiving Day season. Because as bad as it is for Americans, as bad as it is in this country economically, I've been telling people, skip a lunch, skip something here, skip something there. Give me $25. I can bring a whole Thanksgiving family, you know, a meal to a family on Thanksgiving for $25. So again, I mean this sincerely. Because of guys like you, because of some of the guests I've had on the show to help make the show interesting, my listeners have ponied up enough money to make that happen. So I want to thank you. Hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving Day. And keep up the good work in this country with your employees and with your businesses.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm glad you do things like that. We as a company do things like that also during Thanksgiving and Christmas, and we do it for children's hospitals during the summertime and that. You know, it's people caring about other people that make this country great, Joe. And I got to tell you, just one short story real quick. I'm down in Florida on vacation, and I happened to play golf with another couple, and this one gal was from Greece, and she's living over here now, and we were talking a little bit about it, living over there versus here, and she says, Dave, everybody wants to come to America. America is a great place, and I just thought that was so tremendous coming up on this Thanksgiving holiday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. Shows you what a great country we still are and what people perceive us to be. Dave, again, have a great and safe Thanksgiving Day with your family.
Well, thank you, Joe, and keep up the great work.
David Bigo, let's take this out with President Lincoln's Thanksgiving Day proclamation. We'll be right back.
It is the duty of nations, as well as of men, to own their dependence upon the overruling power of God, to confess their sins and transgressions in humble sorrow, yet with assured hope that genuine repentance will lead to mercy and pardon, and to recognize the sublime truth announced in the Holy Scriptures and proved by all history, that those nations are blessed whose God is the Lord. We know that by His divine law, nations, like individuals, are subjected to punishments and chastisements in this world. May we not justly fear that the awful calamity of civil war, which now desolates the land, may be a punishment inflicted upon us for our presumptuous sins, to the needful end of our national reformation as a whole people. We have been the recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We have been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We have grown in numbers, wealth, and power as no other nation has ever grown. But we have forgotten God, forgotten the gracious hand that has preserved us in peace, multiplied and enriched and strengthened us. We have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. Intoxicated with unbroken success, we have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace, too proud to pray to the God that has made us. It has seemed to me fit and proper that God should be solemnly, reverently, and gratefully acknowledged, as with one heart and with one voice, by all the American people. I do therefore invite my fellow citizens in every part of the United States, and those that are on the sea, and those that sojourn in foreign lands, to set apart and observe the last Thursday of November as a day of...
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Welcome back. I always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room. Today, hopefully you're not chatting. Hopefully you're listening, maybe. You're with your family. You're enjoying your meal. I don't know what time you're listening to the show in your area, but you know, today is the day of Thanksgiving. One of the days in the year that we can really set aside, and you know, some of us do it a little bit more often than others, but you can really set aside to spend some time with your family. It won't kill you. I know Uncle Fred makes you crazy, but one time a year or twice a year, you can deal with it. Because Uncle Fred may not be around next year, and then you'll really feel bad about it. I've asked Dr. Fahim. He's been on with us plenty of times, always a great guest. I always enjoy the time we have with him. Dr. Fahim, a happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. And you're not a natural-born American. You actually came from another country. Do they celebrate Thanksgiving there? And what did you think of it when you came here?
Sure. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your listeners as well, Joe. Thank you very much for having me. No, I come from a different end of the globe. I'm a transplanted American, you know, before I became a naturalized American. And I always reminisce the story 17 years ago when I landed in Manhattan. You have to understand this was the pre-Google era. We didn't have internet back then. I didn't know. I knew that Manhattan was something important in America, but I didn't know if this was a fruit only available here. It was the model of a car. I knew Michael Jordan was something very famous, but I had no idea. Was it the name of a fragrance, or what was it? You know, and I couldn't. And I would look at the yellow pages sometimes trying to find answers. So this was really, you know, very interesting time. But then later on, as I started learning about the culture of the country, and one of the things that really resonated with me, I'm a member of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community, as you, your listeners know, and our local president of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community, he invited us. He said, come to my house for Thanksgiving. And my family were like, all right, we'll go. But we really didn't know what Thanksgiving is. And there we go, and there's a huge turkey. And there's a Pakistani-born, Americanized doctor who's a religious president of an organization. And he's taking such pride in taking, you know, cutting that turkey, serving it to everybody, cranberry sauce, everything. It really then resonates with you that actually we're all, that, you know, we used to do a lot of Thanksgiving. Giving thanks is a part of Islam. But we did it in a different way in Pakistan, where I was born and raised. And here in America, there was a different tradition. You know, we blended in right away. You know, it was just so in line with what I was trained to do all my life that, you know, when you walk into a supermarket and somebody holds the door for you, Joe, you look at the person, you say, thank you. Why would you not give thanks to so many bigger opportunities, so many bigger blessings in your world, whether they are people, whether that's your country, whether that's your faith. So to me, it's a beautiful holiday. It's a great time for all of us to get together and put the controversies aside if we can.
Well, like I said, I have promised that today would not be a political show, and you can see this blood coming out of the corner of my mouth because I chew my tongue so much. Some people want to turn it into, but you don't have to. Look, no matter what the day started off to be, you can always take things that were slated for evil, and you can turn them around and do something good with them. And that's what I tell people to do all the time, you know? Thanksgiving.
Exactly.
Maybe you're thankful that your parents are still around, your kids are healthy, whatever it is. Now, you and your family celebrate, do you celebrate within your family now, or do you open it up to others?
Every day it gets better and better. Now my children are growing up. Now they are born and raised Americans. So it's really getting more and more authentic, if you will, on the dinner table. Where now we are inviting others over, sometimes we're going over. As a physician, I have to tell you, you know, I have to give full disclosure. I'm working this weekend in the morning, I'm taking care of my patients, but that's my way of giving thanks again. These are the people whose sacrifices made America what it is today. Okay. These people that I sometimes, in the 80s, 90s, that generation, them, because I believe it's their hard work that is allowing me the opportunity I have in this country.
Now, in my family, you know, they're all of Italian heritage. Many of them came over on the quote-unquote boat. They celebrate the traditional American Thanksgiving with turkey and other things, but there's also a lot of Italian treats and feasts and that kind of stuff. Tell me, do you keep, though you keep the traditional maybe, what have you brought in from your culture?
It depends on who's coming over. If it's a 50-people dinner and you know that there are some people who have different tastes, yeah, we try to make sure that everybody has something on the dinner table. But more and more, as I say, what we are seeing lately is that the traditional American menu is what everybody likes because, you know, we have ethnic food day in and day out. So it's a great day for us to say, you know what, this is good. Everybody enjoys that. But yes, if you have a large diversity of the crowd, because remember, the immigrant population, no matter whether they're Italians, Pakistanis, Indians, wherever they come from, we all go through a phase, you know, two, three centuries, you know, generations before we can really become a part of that, whether you call it melting pot or a salad bowl. But I believe we enjoy the traditional American food. And if most of the people like it, we don't diversify the menu too much.
Well, no, like I said, it's funny. We had lasagna and manicotti and things like that, and we had Italian sweets like cannolis and what have you. And it kind of helped the old folks would let us know it was kind of a day to they were thankful for coming to this country. They were thankful when they talked about what it was like in Italy and then what it was like here, too, and the things that were afforded them. If you were going to give a message to my listeners on thanks and Thanksgiving and coming to this country, what would you say to them?
I would say don't assume people know that you're thankful. All of us are thankful, but this is a day to express that thanks. You know, some people, we all have our own personalities, some introverts, extroverts. I believe it's important to display that thanks for a day. It's important to wear it on your sleeve if you have to. Don't worry about, you know, being overly extrovert, but I would not assume that everybody knows how thankful you are. My wife told me the other day that she did not even know that she'd accumulated 320 points at the supermarket where she shops. And there was a big ad that said, hey, if you have 400 points, you get to have a free turkey. Thank God, you know, she went ahead, scored those 80 points. And she brought that turkey home very, very proud because now she knows a very good American friend who's in need who she would go and gift that turkey to.
Yeah.
So I think those are the little things that make me very happy, that it's important to express your thanks a little bit more overtly, a little bit more publicly. Don't assume people know that. Well, and it binds us together, I think.
That's a very good point. And have a great Thanksgiving. And I mean it. Happy Turkey Day. And happy Thanksgiving. All right, Turkey Day is kind of funny and cute and all that stuff there, but, you know, really. What are you thankful for today? Stop and think. Look, whether you believe in a higher power, God, whatever you call it, maybe you don't believe in anything, but you still should be thankful for something, right? Be thankful for the things that you have, your children, their health, your health, the food that you have on the table, whether it be a bounty or some morsels. There's people that are going, they're sleeping in the back of cars. They sleep in the trunks. They have no morsels. And I'm not trying to be a downer. I just want you to give some serious thought to the people who truly have nothing. You know, we sit around and complain, about, some of us do, about what our government is doing and not doing for us. But you know what? You got food on the table, you're doing well. You get up on your own this morning, you're doing well. You got people around you that love you and care about you and will come to your aid. You're doing well. Seriously. There are things going on all across the country today for those who don't have regular families or families close by. You know, my family will go to a local senior center today and kind of help serve food and kind of just get involved with them. You know, they have so much to offer. Let's not screw it up. Hey, happy Thanksgiving from my family to yours. Thanks so much for listening to me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air in the chat room. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to The Rail Side. Have a great rest of your turkey day.
Thank you, Pat, and good morning, everyone. You know, the Statue of Liberty and this wonderful holiday called Thanksgiving go together naturally because although as Americans we have many things for which to be thankful, none is more important than our liberty. Liberty, that quality of government, that brightness of mind and spirit for which the Pilgrim Fathers braved the seas and Americans through two centuries have laid down their lives. Today, while religion is suppressed in perhaps one-third of the world, we Americans are free to worship the Almighty as we choose. While entire nations must endure the yoke of tyranny, we are free to speak our minds, to enjoy an unfettered and vigorous press, and to make government abide by the limits we deem just. While millions live behind walls, we remain free to travel throughout the land to share this precious day with those we love most deeply, the members of our families. My fellow Americans, let us keep this Thanksgiving Day sacred. Let us thank God for the bounty and goodness of our nation. And as a measure of our gratitude, let us rededicate ourselves to the preservation of this, the land of the free, and the home of the brave. From the Reagan family to your family, happy Thanksgiving and God bless you all.
We are very blessed to call this nation our home, and that's what America is. It is our home. It's where we raise our families, care for our loved ones, look out for our neighbors, and live out our dreams. It's my prayer that on this Thanksgiving, we heal our divisions and move forward as one country, strengthened by shared purpose and very, very common resolve. In declaring this national holiday, President Lincoln called upon Americans to speak with one voice and one heart. That's just what we have to do. We've just finished a long and bruising political campaign. Emotions are raw and tensions just don't heal overnight. It doesn't go quickly, unfortunately. But we have before us the chance now to make history together, to bring real change to Washington, real safety to our cities, and real prosperity to our communities, including our inner cities. So important to me and so important to our country. But to succeed, we must enlist the effort of our entire nation. This historic political campaign is now over, but now begins a great national campaign to rebuild our country and to restore the full promise of America for all of our people. I'm asking you to join me in this effort. It's time to restore the bonds of trust between citizens, because when America is unified, there is nothing beyond our reach, and I mean absolutely nothing. Let us give thanks for all that we have, and let us boldly face the exciting new frontiers that lie ahead. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
That was President Trump's 2017 speech. Couldn't find a 2018 speech yet. Remember, you're listening to a rebroadcast, something I put together for you guys to enjoy while I'm recouping.